You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Quickly, before we get into this story about the perfume, the guy in this story says that this woman apologized, which goes back yet again to our conversation a few minutes ago about, do people say it enough that, you know, I'm sorry, or do they not say it enough? Are they overdoing it, underdoing it? And I remembered the thing that I told you exploded on the show years ago. A woman was talking to us on the show. It's had to be 20-something years ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday. She said, if a guy ever says, hey, whatever I did, I'm sorry, her position is that that's worse than not apologizing at all. She would rather have no apology than a vague apology.
She needs specifics.
Well, she said, in her words, again, this has been so long, I still remember, she goes, if you don't even know what you did, she goes, I don't want some wimpy, hey, whatever I did, I'm sorry, and then just get, she goes, that can't possibly be sincere.
Sometimes you don't know. She needs to communicate what he did wrong.
But I think she makes a good point. It cannot be, technically, a sincere apology unless you know for what you're apologizing.
And the only way for that to happen is for her to communicate with the man you did wrong.
I agree with that.
Side note, I'm not a mind reader.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I also agree with her position that if you're just throwing out blanket apologies, it's stupid. That's like the people who demand an apology. I've always railed on this show that that's one of the stupidest things, too. I demand an apology. Well, what kind of apology would that be?
Yeah, we're just saying, really? I'm sorry just to shut you up and leave us alone, essentially.
Exactly.
We're not sorry.
So that's really
I'm sorry.
Stupid,
go away now.
Anytime I see a politician or something, like, I demand that they apologize.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
How's that?
Bye.
You feel better now? Idiot. All right, but enough about that. So this guy, here's a story. True story. A guy is on an airplane, and he says that he was sitting next to a woman who had really, really overdone it with her perfume. He said it was to the point where he felt sick. And then, additionally, she was also using a really, really strong-smelling hand sanitizer. So he's just, like, getting overwhelmed with this stuff.
Oh, can't breathe.
And he mentioned to her, I don't think he was rude. We don't get to see the actual interaction, but he mentioned to her, your fragrance is very strong. And she apologized. Okay. Now, after the flight, she told him that she has no sense of smell, that he made her feel very uncomfortable, and that he should be more sensitive to other people.
Harumph, harumph.
So he went on to the internet and he asked one question. Was I a jerk for saying something to this woman who had bathed in perfume?
About her stinkiness.
Yeah, is that wrong? Was he a jerk or was he not? Now, as of this morning, the internet seemed to be split about 50-50 on whether that was a jerk move or not. So now I throw it to you, Jeremy Padgett.
First of all, what is she supposed to do at that point? What's she supposed to do, like get up and bathe? Was it a flight? You said, yeah, it was on a plane. What's she going to do at that point? I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that right now. Go to the bathroom and try to wash my neck off or something, wherever the perfume is.
But is it also a kind move? Because if she says she has a hard time distinguishing,
that's the other side of it.
That for the next time, she will know, I don't need to squirt so much of that stuff.
Well, in her line
she got an assist.
He should be more sensitive to other people. Well, he could toss that right back at her and say, you should be more sensitive to other people. If you can't smell anything, you can't properly diagnose how much perfume you're putting on. And you don't know what all this sanitizer smells like. You need to be more sensitive to other people around you.
Yeah, so I mean, we could ask our listeners on this. We'll take calls and we'll also take text messages. You know what? It's the same number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Is it a jerk move to comment to someone that they've overdone the perfume or the cologne? Look, we told a guy that we worked with many years ago that he overdid it.
Yeah, there was a couple of people. I mean, you could follow them up from the parking garage into the elevator into their cube. I mean, I've had to have this conversation with my son who has just discovered cologne. And I'm like, buddy, you got to put on like a half a spritz, you know. or he was in the bathroom spraying air freshener on himself. We had to tell him to stop doing that. Nobody wants to smell you smell like tropical breeze.
Overdoing the axe,
I almost
buddy.
Feel like that you gotta, I don't know. I kind of want to throw out the part about her with no sense of smell. I know we can't because it's part of the story. But just like in general, if you can go up to somebody and say, you're wearing too much perfume, your fragrance is too, can you tell somebody that?
And we have to point out that different people have different sensitivities to.
Of course.
Like, so one person, like I have a really, really bad sense of smell. I just pretty much always have. Like, you know, somebody will say, hey, do you smell? And I was like, I don't know. I don't have as good a
sniffer. People wouldn't want you around
people.
If there was a gas leak in their house.
Exactly.
Because you'd be like, what?
I'm not saying
you.
I have no sense of smell. It's just not as well attuned as some other people. So different people are sensitive in different ways. And so one little tiny spritz might freak one person out and everyone else
sure.
is like, I don't smell that.
But in general, don't you think you know if somebody's overdone it? I mean, just in general.
Yes, I agree. You know, we did another funny thing on the show many years ago that we caught some heat for because my recommendation was if you've got somebody in the office, and I see we're getting calls now, so we're going to take a phone call here in a second. Carrie, hold on. If there's somebody in your office who overdoes the cologne or the perfume, that we were going to pick one day, like a random Tuesday or something, and you were supposed to leave an anonymous note on their desk that said, on behalf of your coworkers, we just want to politely point out that you might want to back off just a little bit. Just a little bit on the cologne or the perfume.
Yeah.
And I heard from so many people who said they did that. And I heard from so many people who said that was the most passive aggressive BS thing I could have ever encouraged our listeners to do. But we'll tell you this. It was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. What did it work?
Because the phone calls that came in, we actually got a call from someone and said, I got one of those messages.
Hey, there you go.
Somebody left it on the desk. Let's go to the phones quickly. Here's Carrie. Carrie, good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
So what do you think about this guy on the plane? Was he a jerk or was he not a jerk?
I do not think he was a jerk. I am sensitive to fragrances and prone to migraines due to that. So I think he was actually doing a courtesy to somebody like me who may, you know, come into contact with that person and then end up getting sick.
Right. But doesn't she still have the right to put perfume on, whether it's strong or not? I guess isn't that something that you personally have to deal with if you're sensitive to that?
So
shouldn't that be your responsibility?
While I do think, of course, you know, you're more than welcome to spritz something, if you're going to in a large public place like that, or even like a medical office, I think you need to be more cognitive about other people's sensitivities in those small enclosed places.
Especially on a plane, right?
Sure, that is
especially
very
a plane.
Close proximity.
Carrie, thank you.
Thanks, Carrie.
For the call. Those of you who are on hold, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. And I see a flood of text messages coming in. She told him later when they were getting off the plane that he'd made her very uncomfortable and he should be more sensitive to other people. His question was, am I a jerk because I said something to her?
Yeah.
Here's Terry on the phone. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Is he a jerk?
No, I don't believe he's a jerk. And I think you hit the nail on the head with we don't really understand the context of how the message was delivered. However, assuming it was a neutral delivery, at the end of the day, where's her responsibility for how she took the comment? Nobody can make anyone else feel a certain way.
Right, but I guess what's she supposed to do at that point? She's already smelly, and he says, you smell bad. What's she supposed to do? Or did you just sit there and just be like, yeah, just get off the plane and go on with your life? Why do you have to point out that she stinks?
Well, in her case, since she doesn't have a great sense of smell, it's awareness. So the next time she's ready to go out, she's a little more cautious or maybe checks in with somebody in her household. Like, hey, is this a sniff test?
Well, you need a sniff buddy.
You know, that's kind of the angle that I'm taking on it too, Terry. I agree with you. And it's, in a way, it could almost be seen as a kindness rather than a jerk move because he said
Absolutely.
It allegedly in a very polite way. And if she doesn't have a good sense of smell, she knows, hey, next time I can only do half a spritz.
Ease up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because if she doesn't have that information, the next time she doesn't know to do anything different.
So it was a kindness, wasn't it?
I believe so.
That's beautiful.
Terry, thank you for calling.
Kindness on a plane. Hey, psst,
Linda,
you smell.
Texted in. She goes, I'm super sensitive to smells like essential oils, perfumes. It makes me sick, gives me a headache and such. So, yes, I've asked coworkers to tone it down. He was not a jerk. All right.
Very good.
Scott had a very funny note here. Scott said, addressing the fact that she said, hey, you were rude to me because I don't have a good sense of smell. Scott goes, I'm hard of hearing. Can I blast my music as loud as needed without headphones for everyone to hear?
I love that text. It's so funny. It's a good point. somebody would be like, hey, can you turn that down?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, somebody would speak up about that.
From 8714, no name signed, I think it is a jerk move, considering the fact she cannot do anything in the moment to change it. Jeremy, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, kind of. That's part of it.
She goes, look at it this way. I feel if someone had really bad BO, you wouldn't tell them unless you were close to them. Well, he was sitting next to her on the plane, though. You will most likely never see this person again, so let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Would you tell somebody they had bad BO? No.
No, no, hold on a second. I don't want to just give a blanket
answer.
No,
that's rude. Hey, listen, your natural essence is bad. It's really bad. Again, we've had coworkers that, no longer work here that were really stinky.
I've been told I have a good, I don't wear any cologne. I've been told that I have a nice natural essence, so I feel blessed. Okay. So I'm coming at it from a very egotistical view.
Well, yeah, I don't see you.
I think I smell good.
Pulling somebody in and saying, hey, listen, you need to shower.
But since you asked the question, I have to fess up. Because Jeremy and I, for many years, worked with a gentleman at the radio station who had horrendous breath.
Yep.
And it's the same kind of thing. We could have pulled him aside and said, look. You got a whole bunch of coworkers here who are talking about you. We just think that you should maybe do a little, Banaka blast or whatever.
A little Tic Tac, something,
do
Juicy Fruit.
Something. And we never once did it.
I felt like he would have gotten the point, like when he's talking to you, like we were backing away, and poor guy. He had something going on. he did, man.
He was the halitosis king, man. We can't keep up with all of the text messages that are coming in. There's
a lot of people saying that just people are too sensitive to smells.
Anne says, I quit wearing perfume because I had coworkers who were allergic. I haven't used it in years. And I learned from, because I wore cologne in my early 20s, I guess.
Did you?
And I just
a little brute?
Cologne? The one that somebody gave me? Somebody gave me one in my 30s, and I think I wore it a couple of times. It was the Michael Jordan.
Michael
Jordan made millions off of this cologne, and somebody bought me.
And when
some,
I think of Michael Jordan, I think of Dom Testa.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, white men can't jump. I cannot dunk a basketball. But I think I wore it once or twice because, it was a gift. I felt obligated, but I'm like, I'm not a cologne guy. But I did learn that lesson that, you'll see in movies and stuff, too, that you're not supposed to take your perfume or your cologne and spray it on you, right? You're supposed to spritz it in the air, let it diffuse
for one second,
and then you walk through it, right? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. If I do it, I put it up, right under my neck, Sydney says, you choose to wear perfume. You don't choose to have bad breath or body odor. Well, it depends if you had that big garlic sandwich for lunch.
Yeah, or if you're not showering.
Yep.
Or not putting on deodorant.
Or you go to the gym and come to work. That's a choice. You stink.
Those are choices, too.
Come on, Sydney.
Except for the people who have like I said, I'm happy with my natural essence. Some people are born cursed with a horrible essence.
With just a funk. Oh, man. So many messages. Thanks, everybody.
And Jared, we said going into this that online, when this guy posted this, that it was split. That's exactly what we're getting to. 50-50. Jerk move, not a jerk move.
Somebody just sent in a photo, Dennis from Broomfield. I don't know if this is his work or not, but there's a bunch of cubicles, and there's a sign there that says, attention, No fragrance / scent zone. So as somebody actually that, set that up in an office, that's awesome. I'd have so many different signs set up around my cube. You know?
Right. What would be
leave me
sign?
Alone zone, no scent zone, no talking zone.
It's like that guy who's viral because he's standing outside holding up the sign.
This is a cardboard sign guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a different sign every day.